Father, even now as we come to declare your truth, we pray that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's give a great hand for the son of this fellowship. There's a word from the Lord that comes from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse number 15. Thank God for just setting the atmosphere. I declare, if we move sometimes, we can come right on in and do what he needs to do. Luke 2, 15 through 18. You found it, say amen. I've spoiled you all over the years with audiovisual. But I declare it's always good to have your own word. That way you can find it when you go back and not rely, but I don't mind. There in the 15th verse it says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. This morning I want to preach from the sermonic title, The Cast of Christmas, Part 3. The Cast of Christmas, Part 3. For the past few weeks, I've taken you behind backstage and given you VIP access to many of the characters who make up the greatest story ever told. A story that we ought not ever forget or dismiss. So let's recap from episode 2 on last week, where we got to meet one by the name of Gabriel, chief angel who shows up in a little town called Nazareth on assignment to reach out to a virgin named Mary, who was all set to marry Joseph the carpenter. Let me put your modern glasses on. I imagine she had the list ready of who was about to come, had contacted everyone, had the venue, DJ, everybody was ready. And then Gabriel shows up. My God. And he begins to share with her from the words of Luke 1:28 that, greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Well, at that point, that's what she needed to hear to be reassured. And I say again, the Lord is with you. You may not feel it. You may not know it per se, but have you ever gone some places and you say, how in the world did I come out of this alive? Or am I talking to the church this morning? Maybe it was not your doing, but God was with you in that moment. Can I declare that God is with you right now? Don't you feel him in this place? Ever had a moment where you realize it's a God moment? Because God is with me. Episode 1, we focused on the prophet Isaiah. He gave humanity a heads up, albeit to something that was going to happen 600 years later. He says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Amen. So he's able to share that. all behind the scenes. Do you feel important today that we get to go and meet the stars? Or some of y'all went to a concert or two. And you got a chance to meet the lead people. You thought you were somebody. Well, this morning we want to go a bit further and talk about some of the often forgotten characters of the Bible. They are the shepherds. Doubtful you'll see them on the red carpet. Why? Because they're always in the field working. You've heard the old saying, it was a dirty job, but somebody had to do it. Amen. That there they are out in the field with their sheep. The word has it that at the age of 15, that was about the time you started working. And that you would be there to guard positive and valuable livestock. Amen?
Amen.
And one night, something very strange happened while they were out in the field. The Bible says an angel appeared to them and lit the place up, so to speak, and they were terrified. They were scared to death. And the word that came was, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all people. That sounds like somebody's speech.
Yeah.
Amen? It says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He's the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find that babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And before the angel could finish, the mass choir showed up out of glory.
Yeah.
A great host singing what appeared to be a song that would go down as number one for some time in the future. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to all those whom his favor rests. So I believe that based on this experience, based on what took place that night, let's consider this morning why it's so important in life to have a destination and to have determination and to have the right information. Let's unpack Luke 2, 15 through 18, destination. When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about. A destination is a place that you go, where we choose to go. Some of y'all who served in the military know that you didn't get to pick where you went. Uncle Sam told you, oh, you're going here for basic training and you're going there. But we have the privilege nowadays to book a 5-night, 6-day R&R wherever we want to go. Oh, somebody raise their hand up. Amen. Is there a giveaway today? I got everybody awake in the, where are we going? And when are we going? But in the case of the shepherds, they were directed where to go, and their destination was a town called Bethlehem. And it's a little town because the song says, oh, little town of Bethlehem. Anybody grew up in a little town? I did. Straight out of Live Oak, Florida. A little town. One high school. Trains separating the east and the west side. Not much going on, but I love myself some Live Oak. And so this little town. But where is your Bethlehem today? The place where you find Jesus. The destination was revealed by the angels. Let me ask you, do you have a Bethlehem? Do you have a place that God has directed you toward? It is not necessarily a physical place, but God has directed you some places in the spirit today and said, you need to go there. Hallelujah. That's good news today. And when we look at what is before us, we think of Luke 10 and 1. Mm-hmm. that the Lord is the one who sends. See, some folk can send you some places that you may not need to go. Some places you might show up and say, well, they sent me here. But Luke 10 and 1, it says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two to every town and place where he was about to go. And so the Lord is sending us. How many folk are glad that you have a destination? Yes. Amen? Yes. That God has arranged it so that you get to switch planes and go to a, I love a nonstop, but every now and then God will put you at one destination, allow you to change up and get at the next destination. Or some of y'all never rode the Greyhound bus. Oh, y'all company folk. You got on the Greyhound and got off and you running trying to find the next bus. Amen? But God has a destination for us. But there has to be some determination. Verse 16, so they hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger. Determination. It is to have a fixed intention. It is to be in a place that you want to achieve something. You want to see it through. You want to succeed. Bulldog tenacity. I'm not giving up without a fight. I'm trying to reach the finish. Anybody ever been there? Just say, you know what? I'm determined. I'm going to make it. That through hell and high water, I'm determined that I'm going to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord. No matter who puts the trap in my way or dig a ditch for me. Anybody determined in the house today that I'm going to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, no matter what? Sometimes we give up too quick. Determination. These shepherds hurry off not to be distracted by people. And people will distract you. Not to be distracted by places. You've been there too long. Time to move on. Not to be distracted by things which can get in the way. I mean, they're just possessions. Amen? But these shepherds hurried off. They put the pedal to the metal. Amen? They hit the roll jack. They were trying to get to Bethlehem to see this great thing in which the Lord had prepared. And when was the last time you got in a hurry? I know you cool, take your time, and you get around to it, but there's some things you have to get in a hurry about. And one of those things is trying to find purpose in what God has for you. You ought to be, let's go. And that's what they did. And I thought about this, Deacon Wall. I was reading the text. I said, wait a minute now. They were so committed to the sheep, but they must have left them in the field. You know, I can't say this. Okay, let's take a whole flock. No. They were so committed that the things that had been assigned them were important, but they were not urgent. This was an urgent situation, and the thing that you cherish the most sometimes, you got to leave behind. Anybody got that kind of determination? I mean, again, there's some people you've been just hanging with. You check them off, baby, and keep on moving down the road, because God has something just for you. Amen?
Amen.
Shepherds found exactly what they were looking for. Mary, Joseph, and the baby. Have you found what you've been looking for? Yeah? I think of a throwback song. Have you seen her? Yeah. Yeah. You know a song about the guy who's looking everywhere for his lady? I think it's the Shylights. Y'all about some doo-wop people, amen? But this whole sense of looking and trying to find a place, trying to find what God has given. These shepherds were going to a familiar place. They knew about stables. And they would soon discover what David discovered. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I think you determined by now, determination and destination, but finally, this sense of information. Verse 17 and 18 says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Yeah.
Folks, this was hot off the press stuff. Based on their experience, based on what they had seen with their own eyes. But the text says, based on what had been told them. So yeah, they may have seen something, but they remembered that the angel says that the Messiah has been born. You can see some things and then not hear them. Well, they were able to share that information, vital information, facts, extra, read all about it information. Anybody ever had a paper route? Somebody said, what's that? That was a newspaper you delivered every week to somebody's house. And they were waiting to. I did the grit newspaper. That's old school. 15 cents. You sent them a dime, you kept the nickel. I never made the right move. I always got bailed out. But there's some news. Can I say him too? I kept it in the drawer, but somehow a Snickers bar or a Baby Ruth seemed to eat that thing up. But information that was so important that all of a sudden now these shepherds had something to say. It was credible information. Some folks can give you information and they've not experienced it. Some folks can tell you some things in life that they've never been through. If you've not ever been through anything, your testimony and my testimony is limited. I was down to my last dime. Have you been down to your last dime before? Then you know what commodities are. You know what it means to get through. They share information, not gossip, but key information. And there's something about when you have Jesus to share. Amen?
Amen.
Not your resume, not your LinkedIn page, but I'm sharing what I know. And it may just be Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I remember the song that said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I just couldn't keep it to myself. Y'all remember that one? I said I wasn't going to sing this song, but I just couldn't hold it. Amen? I was trying to hold it, but I couldn't. You ever had something just break out on you? Maybe it's in the mall. You said, listen, I'm sorry. That's a good price, but praise the Lord. And you might allow your testimony to go different places. That you and I must share in line at the restaurant. Tell the world about the child, about Jesus, who is the reason for the season, and people will be amazed at what you share with them, and Jesus is the only source of information that we need. Okay, here's a cheat sheet. Here's some cliff notes. Here's some talking points when it comes to Jesus. The world needs to know, who are you talking about? About Jesus, the one who was born. When was he born? More than 2,000 years ago. But today he can be born again in your heart. Where? Bethlehem. The name Bethlehem itself means house of bread. Amen? The word of God will fill you. Why was he born? You looking at it. To save somebody who was heading straight to H-E-L-L. That ought to be your testimony. That's why he came. Amen? How was he born? It was a miracle. Amen? It was a virgin birth. Anybody willing today to play the role of the shepherd? It's not a popular role now. I mean, it's not like some of the other roles. The shepherd, there's some roughneck dudes, man. And that's a tough role to play. But God is calling us. Jeremiah 3:15 says, then I will give you shepherds of my own heart. I test for that part. Who will lead you in knowledge and understanding. 1 Peter 5:2, it says, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing and eager to serve. Can I just say today, I'm eager to serve. I'm excited to serve. I'm excited to tell somebody about the name of Jesus. Yeah, I'm a big talker, but being a big talker and having information is totally different. Do you have a testimony today that you can share with somebody? They're waiting to hear what you and I have to say.
Yeah.
And we said nothing. In fact, folk will pull us up. Aren't you a church boy? What do you say? I can tell you, folk come to me and says, I know what you're going to preach Sunday. Tell me, how do you feel about that? And you are able to open the door and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. He went from the manger, which was nothing more than a talk. Amen? That's what the cows ate out of. We had one of them things, because my daddy had cows. And they knew when to come and what time to come, and they would just feast on the word in the talk. And so what happened is they turned it over and used it for a different purpose. Look how the creativity of God is. He says, I'm going to put my son in the place that bad people, I'm going to put him in a manger. He went from the manger to the cross. And from the cross to the grave. And from the grave to the sky. And don't you know there's one called the Good Shepherd? Amen. Jesus says in John 10 and 11, I am the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd gives life to the sheep. And so I want you to know, as I take my seat today, is that you ought to have a coming soon testimony. You ever gone to the movie theater and you're waiting for the main attraction to come? And you're waiting your popcorn half eaten, drink almost done in the spirit? And all they're talking about is coming soon. And you don't remember half of what they said and all the coming soon. But my God, coming soon is one who died on the cross. Coming soon is one who died for my sins and yours. Coming soon, he forgets those who are not without sin. Aren't you glad today? You want to have coming soon testimony. And what you say, what are you going to tell them? That Jesus is on the mainland. Just tell him what you want. What are you going to tell him? Amen. That goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Coming soon, child. You better get your ticket. And you better get your ticket to glory. A cast of Christmas. Thank you, shepherds. Couldn't you see them walking up in the manger like that? Muddy. Dirty. With a staff, trying to find what they had been told was there. Can you see them turning the corner? Getting a look at he who would save their soul? Can't you see him? We have a role to play.
Yeah.
As believers.
Yeah.
In the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. The casting call continues. That's the word of God today. It's already blessed. I was amazed at how clear the Bible is. I don't know about those thes and thous. The Bible is hard to read, but you read everything else. And the beauty of the Bible is that it paints pictures. It gives us a moving trailer of what's to come. It gives us a trailer of what we're going to see. Aren't you glad today that you serve a God who speaks in pictures?
Yeah.
Who speaks with Dolby sound audio?
Yeah.
Who makes it clear to you and I? And one thing he makes clear, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And believe in your heart that God is raised him from the dead. The Bible says, I shall be saved.
Yes.
Clear. And your testimony can help someone today. Let's bow. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your word today. How we're able to find ourselves in that word. We thank you for the shepherds who you used in that situation. Now, Lord, we come. Perhaps there's one in this place who been waiting for a casting call.
Yes.
Waiting for the chance to say, I'll try it. Their hearts might be open today. Save someone today, God. And may we, as the great host, be able to encourage those persons that it's all right. It's a great thing to be a Christian. We pray even now, God, that you might touch that heart. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you come today and you want to be a part of this fellowship, I failed to do it all last week. The doors of the church are always open for you. There's always room for ministry. So I feel like the country preacher. You can walk the aisle if you like. You can pull us up later, but we want to let you know that we love Jesus. We're not perfect, but we love Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we try and spread his love. So if you're here today and you want to be a part of this fellowship, you can come right on down. I'll be glad to greet you in this place. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless God.